Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Vicki Oliver is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Vicki is a great member of our Brain Trust. She is an expert consultant, and especially on how to behave in the marketplace and personal, especially in the area of personal branding, career development, and etiquette. She wrote a book called 301 Smart Answers to Tough Business Etiquette Questions. And she's here to talk to us about a very interesting group of people who are big time in the news these days. Vicki Oliver, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me back.
It's good to have you back. And millennials, Gen Y, the 20-somethings primarily, is right. As of right now, has there ever been as much discussion and hand wringing and debate about people in their 20s as this generation?
Not to my knowledge. I mean, it's just amazing. There's so much talk about it. There's so much chatter about it. It just seems like, you know, the workforce needs to adapt somewhat.
But why wouldn't they need to adapt to the workplace? Why wouldn't we go
they
the other
do.
Way?
It's just, I mean, the way I like to think of it is kind of a generation gap, but this time the generation gap is at the workplace.
Yeah.
This is not about people and their own parents.
That's exactly right.
It's about people and their bosses. And there's just a lot of talk about it because I think part of it is that this generation has just grown up completely with computers.
Yeah,
that makes them very different.
Their own experts, people in their own generation, call themselves self-describe themselves as tech dependent, not tech savvy, but tech dependent.
Right. Right, and that it leads to, you know, differences of communication style,
yeah.
All kinds of things, like differences in how, in what the growth curve, you know, the expectations of the growth curve might be.
Mm-hmm.
Millennials, like, and any time I talk about this, you know, I wanted to say I'm talking about masses of people, so
right.
Of
not
course,
individuals.
When you're doing that, right, when you're doing that, you know, there might be thousands of exceptions, you know,
right.
To every rule.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, I would say, like, even 10 years ago, the people working would sort of feel like, you know, I'm going to come in, I'm going to pay my dues, you know, and there was like a sort of a length of time.
Gen Y doesn't know from dues, do they?
Yeah, right. And today, I think that, you know, many of the people, again, not all, but many of the young people who are entering the workforce, they don't really have that pay the dues mentality because they're used to sort of instantaneous results. I can find out this research instantly online.
They're patient.
I can do this instantly. I can be promoted instantly.
They're
you know?
Not patient with people as much as, let me say this, as much as maybe we would like for them to be, and it is interesting. And by the way, folks, there is one statistical reason, there is one hard number reason why there's so much discussion about this generation. It's the largest generation in the history of mankind. Well,
right.
I say in the history of America, I'll put it that way, because they're going to be about 84 million of these, and there are only 76 million of the previous large generation, which was the baby boomers.
Right.
So there are over 80 million of them, and most of them are either in the workplace or about to be in the workplace any minute now. But you know, one of the things that I've noticed, you were talking about how they want things faster. They're a little impatient with the learning curve of people who are older than them. Now I've been using computers since before some of their parents were born. You know, so
exactly,
I go back to the mid 70s using computers. But whenever something comes up on the screen, they see what we need to be looking at. If we're looking at a screen together, they see it three
right.
seconds before I see it.
Right.
And they get a little impatient with me when it takes me an extra couple of seconds to find it, you know.
Right, exactly.
I mean,
that's
the difference. That's the difference in the perspective. 2 seconds, right?
It is. And it's, you know, I think the speed of change is so fast.
The velocity of change is really taking everybody's breath away.
It's really true. And you know, Bill Gates talks about the speed of change too. I mean, it's just so quick, and older workers, you know, are not as savvy usually on the computer, but they have other valuable skills. And it's like a communication issue, among other things. I mean, also, in addition, I think, to maybe being impatient with people's ability to learn, you know, certain tech-savvy skills, also, I think the millennials tend to be very impatient with processes, like meetings, you know. Okay,
yeah.
So everybody, you know, a lot of people hate meetings, right? But, you know, millennials may say, well, why do I have to be here at all?
Right.
You know, it's sort of like they come in kind of like wanting to challenge like the way things are done.
Well, and you know what? The concept of challenging, I think, is healthy and good and admirable, and I want employees to challenge. But here's where I think millennials could take a lesson. As you challenge things, challenge it for the right reasons, meaning, what if we could do this better, instead of, well, that's just an old way to do things, and therefore it's stupid.
Right.
You know what I mean? Well, in other words, sometimes there are fundamentals about the marketplace that have been there for millennia that are still valid, right?
Right.
And so sometimes if it doesn't fit what a millennial wants, they think of it as, well, that's just dumb. Why would anybody? That's just dumb. But so when you have that attitude, even if you don't say that, that doesn't help you with your challenge plan.
Right.
See what I mean?
The other problem is that the other people, many of the other people who are there in the room, have been using those processes for a long time. So when you go in and you sort of are like, oh, this is really stupid, you know, or if that's the feeling that you're conveying.
Don't forget the eye roll.
Right. You turn off a lot of the other people in the room, and then they don't stand behind you.
Mm-hmm.
So you might be right in terms of, you know, getting it done faster. The task itself, there's a better way, but you're wrong in terms of your people skills. You turned off everybody, and now you don't have any allies.
There you go. But here's the other thing. Sometimes the process is not just about the product. It's also about the connection between the human beings.
Right.
As a team, as collaborative organization, as people getting to know each other. And that is something that older generations value that Gen Y doesn't value as much.
Right.
And that comes back to those fundamentals I was talking about earlier. And that's the reason why I talk about the difference between content and context. And we'll talk about that right after these messages with Vicki Oliver. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.